T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese on a trade day Tuesday. Trey Thomas in the house as this officially begins the march towards training camp as the Phillies are in the – yeah. Once you hit that point, I got it last night, Trey. I was leaving the grocery store. I was leaving Wegmans, and I walked outside, and the sky was just – it looked like the world was going to end. It was really hot. It felt like a summer night for the first time all year long.
Yeah.
High 80s, thunderstorm was coming. I had some corn and barbecue for dinner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It finally felt like summer, and the long summer is baseball, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that time of year, man. It's time of year. It's a beautiful time of the year, man. Baseball and golf.
There you go.
Yes.
And golf.
Yes.
Ike, did you get the thunderstorms last night, Ike?
I did not. I saw the sky light up, though.
Yeah,
we didn't get much over there where I was at.
I got killed. We got killed last night. I left the grocery store, and I was just saying to Trey, I left the grocery store, and it was like it finally felt like summer for the first time last night. It was warm, it was muggy, and the thunderstorms came. And I went home, and it wasn't raining at all down at Citizens Bank Park, which was great, so I was able to watch the rest of the game. But it finally felt like a summer.
Although I did wake up this morning and saw it was a little wet outside.
I'm sure you got a couple showers.
Yeah, it was a little wet, but it didn't look like it was a whole lot.
Well, with summer officially started, right? And then we're like, for July 4th, just like right there, it's coming up in a couple weeks. Now with the Eagles, they don't start training camp for a couple weeks, and the NBA done except for free agency and the draft coming up. Mm-hmm. It's officially summer.
Yeah.
And wait, what are you most excited about, non-Eagles, right now?
Like, oh, the Sixers, without a doubt.
Free agency?
Oh, yeah, free agency, the draft.
Yeah.
Summer League. I have become a big fan of Summer League the last 3 or 4 years thanks to the Sixers. It was the only time you could possibly see one of these damn rookies play was in the Summer League. They certainly weren't going to play in the regular season. So over the last few years, I have become a big fan of the NBA Summer League. And so that starts in July. And so the NBA has really done a great job of taking their offseason to another level. This is a downtime in sports. And starting with LeBron James, I guess a few years back with his whole decision, and that became a summer thing. And now you get more stars moving around. Kevin Durant a couple years ago going to Golden State. Chris Paul last year going to Houston. Like Kyrie being traded to Boston. The NBA's offseason has become second to the NFL. NFL is an all 365-day-a-year thing. We know that.
Yeah.
But there is a little bit of a downtime in the NFL, and this is that time. Mid-June, June, July, before you get to training camp, has really become a time that the NBA has been able to really capture all of our attention, at least sports fans that are looking for something that's tangible, right? Something that we can sink our teeth in. Even if you're not a LeBron James fan, if you're not a Cavaliers fan, you still are looking to see what the NBA
is
doing. Where is he going? How is that going to have a ripple effect with the other guys? And this is the first time that we've been players. We're going to be players in this thing. I don't know what we're going to get out of it, but, man, if I'm Brett Brown, this is a huge – this next month or so is huge for Brett Brown, not only because he's the one in charge right now. He's really the face of the franchise outside of Embiid and Simmons, but he's going to help to shape the future of his team and really his future. He's got this new deal. They gave him an extension. Right now we don't have a GM in place. I'm imagining the longer he's in position, the more power he's going to gain and footing he's going to gain within the organization. He has an opportunity right now to put a team together in his making without having any resistance from Brian Colangelo. By the way, we hear reports they tried to talk him out of taking Markelle Fultz last year, and he decided to do it on his own anyway. That's word on the streets. So I'm happy Brett Brown's in position, and I want to see something get done, man. I'm not closing the book on this Kawhi thing. It's going to be a little risky, but here's what I'm thinking with that whole thing. I just got to be willing to take the chance that if I can get Kawhi here in Philadelphia, I'll convince him to stay. If this thing plays out the way I wanted to play out, Paul George may stay in OKC because I think he can get almost $200 million to stay in OKC. May as well stay with Russ. LeBron now realizes, L.A., I got nobody to go to L.A. with. So either I stay in Cleveland or I head to Houston.
Kawhi, or come to Philly.
Kawhi can't get to L.A. until next year when he's a free agent.
Right.
Greg Popovich is not trading Kawhi Leonard to L.A. That's not happening.
Right.
But he could trade him to Philly.
He
could trade him to Philly.
Let me be very clear. Anybody but Ben and Joe,
right?
I put in the trade, including Markel Fultz.
I'm willing to take the risk of putting Ben, Kawhi, and B together for 1 year. That may be good enough, along with a couple extra pieces here and there, to get you past Boston. And that may be good enough to convince Kawhi to sign an extension here. And not only that, Klay Thompson is a free agent next year.
Yeah.
Man, could I possibly have the ability to get Klay next year to add with Kawhi, Ben Simmons, and Joel?
Well, they got to take somebody off that team.
Oh, yeah.
In Golden State.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
Not fair.
So money, unless they are going to be willing to take less money, money is going to be an issue in Golden State eventually. Eventually it will. And Draymond and Klay doesn't have the ability to earn off-the-court money like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry does. So asking Draymond and Klay to take a pay cut is different than asking Steph Curry and Kevin Durant to take a pay cut. And speaking of taking a pay cut, all you King James fans out there, if he really wanted to win, go play for Houston for $15
million. Yeah, but see, I don't see him going to Houston at all.
Well, if you really want to win, does he want to win? I mean, it's about putting a team together to win.
I think it's a no fit. No, he would have to change his game. So if he really wanted the best chance to win, he would go and he'd say, okay, I'm going to do something different. He's already made it very clear through other people speaking for him that it's not all about winning right now.
Okay.
Right, Andy?
Okay.
Go to L.A., even if the Lakers aren't, he's still going to go there and they'll win 50 games or whatever just because he's that good.
Yeah, but it's not going to be good enough to win anything.
It's all about winning.
Yeah, it's not going to be good enough to win anything.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Well, it may not be for him.
Yeah, not for him.
I don't know. You're not going to be in this game just to be out there.
Well, I mean, he could be in it and
he's going to win 23 games.
He's not going to win a title every year.
Yeah, no, but you want to at least be able to have a chance to get to the show.
Oh, he's going to be in the playoffs every year.
You'll have a chance.
I just don't know if he's going to be able to put a team together good enough to beat Golden State. My only point is that when to your original question about being excited, what am I excited about? It's not the Eagles. It's the Sixers this offseason. It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
It's huge.
It's also it's huge, and it could be disappointing.
Yeah.
If you get the 10th pick, Trey, and you really don't sign anybody, you re-sign J.J.,
yeah,
and you pick 10, and it'd be nice to get a young player that can contribute. But if the par is being set for getting one of the major free agents or a trade, and you end up just getting JJ and Bridges or somebody, I'm sure that'd be Bridges. I'd like to see him here. But
if the Sixers don't get LeBron, we had better hope LeBron goes west.
Yeah.
So I think it's already made up that he's going to the Lakers. He's a Laker in my head right now. Now, here's the other thing. Things change quickly.
Sure it does, because I don't think he's going to L.A. if nobody goes with him. Was he going to go by himself? If Paul George resigns in Houston.
Well, he's essentially by himself in Cleveland.
Well, he'd be even worse off because he'd be in a Western Conference, in a tougher conference. He can get by with wins in the Eastern Conference with that team.
How many games do they win?
And by the way.
Yeah,
that team is not as bad as people try to make the team out to be.
I guess that's my point.
Yeah, the team is not as bad in Cleveland as people try to make it out to be.
Oh, they meant Lakers.
No, I meant in Cleveland.
They're bad. No. Without LeBron, they're a 23-win team.
Well, I mean, you take the star off any team. What is that saying? Unless you're talking about...
Well, how many wins the Lakers had this year?
35.
Okay, so 35 really on a team that's kind of like, you put LeBron on that team, what are they, 50? 55?
Okay.
It's probably still not good enough, but that's not bad.
Okay. I mean, my only point is if he's trying to win, that he's not – if Paul George doesn't go there and Kawhi isn't traded there, he's not winning anything. He's just there. And all power to him. Be there. Be happy. My point is that you don't want him staying in the Eastern Conference if you don't do anything, because at this point, I don't believe we're going to be good enough to get past Boston – or Cleveland if he stays in Cleveland. I don't even know if we'd be good enough to get past Milwaukee next year.
888-729-9494.
I don't know.
No, the Sixers next year, depending on how Ben bounces back, how the rest of the league, if what you saw was kind of the blueprint for how you stop Ben, the rest of the league says, okay, well, let's do that during the regular season. He takes a step back. They very easily could take a step back next year, the Sixers.
Well, I don't expect them to take a step back. I just don't know if they can get do any better than what they did this past year.
The bar's been set pretty high year one. Talking about wins in the 50. How many wins they have? 50?
Yeah. But if they won
52?
50, if they won 50 next year, we'd be happy with it.
Yeah, they win a playoff series?
You got to get past the second round.
Yeah.
That means you're in the semis.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or you're in the conference
finals. Yeah.
This team a conference final team? Vegas says they are.
Not right now, they aren't.
Vegas says they may be.
They're expecting LeBron to be here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not a conference final team with this roster right now.
Come on,
Rose Show.
Doesn't look like.
Unless Markelle Fultz somehow
starts doing something.
Yes.
Starts showing up some different videos.
Unless he turns into a different player.
Well, coming up, I'll share a name that I think maybe the Sixers are targeting if they do try to trade up and get towards that top five pick. Also, the Madden 19 rankings. We have four players in the Eagles, right? The best four players on the Eagles. How many made the... How many made the top, however many?
Four made it.
Four made the top, how many?
Four made the top 35, which I believe was everybody with a ranking over 90.
All right. We'll discuss coming up. I know, Trey, were you you ranked high in Madden
of course.
We discovered?
Yeah.
There was a guy missing, though. It was interesting who the four were, because it wasn't who you think it would be.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. 888-729-9494.
I got to look up my Madden ranking.
Did we do that? We did that a couple weeks ago.
I think we did, yeah.
I think my Madden ranking was pretty high.
Yeah, you were pretty good. Ike was disrespected a little bit.
I was.
That sucks.
John Ritchie. Wasn't John Ritchie overvalued a little bit?
Probably was.
Didn't we decide that?
Yeah.
Marks and Reese Show. Oh, by the way, I wanted to give shout-outs to some of our sponsors from the Marks and Reese Invitational. The casino at Delaware Park, the great people at White Clay Creek Country Club, tremendous course, great people. Tricom Telecommunications, AVC Media, Mark's Jewelers, Bud Light, and Delilah's. Thank you.
Delilah's?
They were sponsored holes. Shout out golf holes.
Shout out to Big D.
Exactly right. We're back after this. Marks and Reese on the Trade Aid. I'm going nowhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.